Blessed for be with us here in Cristo the Rock en un nuevo día. Muchas gracias. Sabemos que nosotros estamos aquí con un propósito. We know that we are here with a purpose, and we want to invite you to stay with us the last what we can say 30 minutes, we are done it. that's a good, you know, when we are this kind of late, we have to think twice, you know, we keep it on or we stop it, but no, we want to keep it on. Sí, Mirna, que está conmigo, and we enjoy, you enjoy this afternoon or this morning.
Oh,
you
yes.
know we
are oh, yes.
Domingo.
Amén, domingo. Sí, claro.
Para toda la audiencia que se levanta y se va tarde a la cama, ya no sé qué andan haciendo a las 12:30 de la noche. You know, just ask these people, what did I do at 12:30 p.m.? It's early. Okay, I don't know. So, welcome to Cristo de Rock, The Rock, and gracias por login and CristoTheRock.com and también TheWordFM.com. También ustedes pueden llegar con nosotros a través de SaraEsquivel.org, SaraEsquivel.org. Ahí encontrarán acerca de nuestro ministerio. You can find a little bit, but I know all information about the ministry that you hear in here and Cristo de Rock. You can find it on the on our page, the general page, so you can find us over there. So thank you so much. We want to keep it on talking about the dreams, and I bring Pastora Mirna, and she introduces her family, and they are here new in the Metroplex from California, the small big state on the nation, you know. And thank you, Mirna. And we want to say Pastor Mario Fernandez, that he's listened to us. I hope you tell him that you can say hi to your family.
Oh, sure. Hola, ¿cómo están todos allá por casa? Mi esposo Mario y mi familia, que nos apoyan en una manera especial en la iglesia. Estamos todos trabajando.
Everybody's working, family. Oh, mm-hmm. We're talking, you know, with a friend of us, you know, and because we bring the subject, you know, how we can do with the new ministries, you know, when we have a babies, and we hear words for a pastor. They have como decimos, experiencia, you know, Pastor Clark, you know, he was with her team, you know, like a few minutes ago, you know, did you enjoy, you know, her show? And he says about experience, you know, about how to raise, you know, 7. And you remember how many churches he says?
Yeah, 7.
So he has seven kids.
Seven.
And the little one is two years old.
Yeah.
So I think we can fit under his ministry, you know, because when I'm say early, you know, when they some people invite you to the parties, you know, and they say it's a 2-year-old, you know, party, and they invite only 2 and 1, you know, and everybody that's all messed it up around there and running, but everything, that's okay, because we understand, you know, each necessities, ¿verdad? Nos entendemos. So, Mirna, ¿qué es tu goal? ¿Qué es tu visión para la iglesia cristiana de restauración? What is your goal, your vision, you know, here in the Metroplex?
Mi goal en el Metroplex es darle oportunidad a las personas que, muchas personas que no han conocido de Jesús, que vengan a Jesús. Uh-huh. Creo que es la meta de cada pastor, de cada iglesia que se abre, cada ministerio.
And talking about community, hablando de comunidad, tú sabes que nosotros como iglesia, we're like a church, you know, we are more concerned to bring people, you know, to know Jesus Christ, you know, but there's so many people around us. We have friends, tenemos muchos amigos, and they are looking us, you know, our ministries, to see, hey, where I can find you, que me ofreces, que tienes, you know. And what do you have, let's say, talking about the community, in community level, what is churches offering? We are talking early, you know, about the program for addictions, you know, the Ready Open.
Exacto, sí. Tenemos este programa nosotros los viernes a las 7:30 de la noche. Estamos ofreciendo a cada persona, ahora sí que no importa si la persona ha venido ya a Jesucristo y es una persona con una fe cristiana o no es todavía, pero nuestro programa en la iglesia ofrece un sistema basado en la bienaventuranza. Son 12 pasos basados 12. En las primeras 5 bienaventuranzas que se encuentran en Mateo 5.
Steps.
Amen. Y el Señor nos enseña paso a paso en esta clase de los viernes. cómo nosotros podemos overcome o cómo podemos nosotros vencer adicciones, malos hábitos, porque muchos de nosotros aún, o sea, vamos a decir en general el ser humano. No vamos a hablar solo de creyentes o no creyentes, o los creyentes. Nuestra fe puede ser diversa fe, pero tenemos problemas que solamente podemos traerlas a Dios, podemos traerlas a Jesús, porque hemos buscado nosotros ayuda en diferentes lugares, con diferentes personas, en diferentes formas, pero esas situaciones no se van de nosotros.
Esos so problemas. You offer, que, you know, that, that
exactly.
Offering like a program of 12 weeks is what. What is the long or the period that you offer to people, you know, to be like taking this program that you offer?
Puede ser la persona se da. Tenemos una clase semanal, una clase que es cada viernes y son 12 pasos. Puede hacer que la persona termine en las 12 semanas, pero esto se hace más que todo un estilo de vida y las personas que pueden ser personas que logren su meta en su vida. En las 12 semanas. Otras personas lo pueden lograr en 6 meses o en un año. No hay un periodo exacto. Cada persona puede hacerlo de acuerdo a su propio.
There is people from all ages that has reached to you. What is your experience of that? That, you know, that more the Jew, the all on the experience. What are you looking for?
Estamos viendo, básicamente en este momento tenemos grupo de mujeres.
Mujeres,
exacto, grupo de mujeres que han sufrido abuso en diferentes áreas o que son esposas de hombres con adicciones. Vamos a mencionar, por ejemplo, adicciones a la pornografía, personas con adicción al alcoholismo, a drogas, por decir algo. Hay muchas adicciones que pueden ser compulsivas también, como el carácter. Enojo, ira, no. Comer puede ser, sí, claro que sí.
Okay, so you
podemos
offer,
tocar eso también.
To all these kind
exacto,
of
no hay una edad específica, pueden venir todos los que sientan que necesitan esta.
Okay,
esta clase.
So they can reach you. You are on the Little Metroplex of HEV, we're talking early, and they can find you. So I don't know, maybe they can go either, you know, through my page and I can set up in there some information about your ministry, and we hope the people that take advantage of what you offer, you know. And for me it's interesting, you know, muy interesante saber que ustedes están trabajando y no ofreciendo para la comunidad. And now, okay, ahora sí, dime un poquito acerca de esos sueños. ¿Ya estás lista para dar el paso de decir yo voy a ir al siguiente nivel? You know, with ministry, you ready?
Sí, cómo no. Sí, okay. Cómo no. Estoy confiando en que el segundo nivel al que Dios me llama, entonces no lo voy a llenar con mi fuerza, pero sé que si confío en Él y me dejo ir en Él, pues entonces estamos en el negocio de Él y confiamos en Él.
I'm going to make a question, or I don't know if it's. Tell us, you are a wife of a pastor, you know, right now. And tell me the responsibilities that you know, working at the side of your husband and on this ministry is kind of what? Easy, tell us what is in your heart. For so many people that are listening, that are in this, they are ready to make this decision, you know, and they are listening to you, and maybe that's going to help you to respond to their calls, you know.
Amen. Creo que como esposa de pastor, tengo un rol como esposa de pastor y como
un rol. What is the role? You know, los mexicanos usamos los roles, you know, in the morning when you wake up and you have a lot of tubos.
Okay.
Los roles, pero I mean, we explain, you know, I know. But it's because they remind me, you know, tengo el rol, ¿verdad?
Tengo el rol o el por decir mi papel,
mi
asignación, en otras palabras. ¿Qué asignación tengo yo como esposa de pastor y como mujer con llamado también al lado de él para el ministerio? Entonces creo que básicamente lo que yo entiendo de Dios y lo que me resulta a mí en esta situación es funcionar yo en la naturaleza y en el llamado que Dios me dio a mí.
¿Cómo es eso?
Por ejemplo, en este aspecto, mi esposo es la cabeza del hogar y es la cabeza en la iglesia también. Entonces yo trabajo y funciono junto a él, dejando que él sea la cabeza siempre, pero
how,
como la ayuda.
How you do that? It's hard, you know. It sounds very hard.
Sometimes it's very
no,
hard.
No suena, pero ¿cómo lo haces, Mirna?
Algunas veces no es fácil porque cuando estamos nosotros tan envueltos a veces en la obra del Señor, a veces tenemos opiniones encontradas los dos, pero venimos a Dios cuando no nos podemos poner de acuerdo con algo que tiene que ver siempre con el ministerio. Lo que hacemos es que no está de acuerdo él o yo con algo, lo traemos en oración y lo traemos al Señor. Y tarde o temprano, si no tenemos respuesta en un día, dos días, una semana, dos semanas, nosotros nomás confiamos en Dios, tomamos paz en Él y lo traemos a oración y esperamos hasta cuando tenemos paz. Muchas de las veces mi esposo viene y me dice, tengo
paz. So many times
paz.
You come with your husband and talking about what, like...
whatever decision we have to take in church, you know, tal vez con algún ministerio o con decisiones en nuestra propia casa, muchas de las veces es importante porque muchas de esas cosas pueden traer desacuerdos. Y como esposas de pastores sabemos que tenemos una asignación de trabajar, pero como ayudas y como parte del progreso del ministerio que Dios nos ha dado juntos.
Así it's a
que,
part of the progress, so it's exactly. Very interesting. Mirna, and I want to say thank you, our audience, you know, to hold on with us, you know, and keep with us all this. You know, hours since early Saturday, 9 o'clock, and right now we are ended, and you know, with the last segment of Cristo de Rock en un nuevo día con su servidora Sara Esquivel, y le queremos recordar, you know, que usted puede tener contacto con nosotros. You can find us if well, you know, we are on the en la época de la tecnología, you know, when you can reach us through the internet, and I mean, for me it's so funny, you know, because I'm not usually, you know, go logging on the computer and all this, but at this point you hear what Tina says at the beginning of the show, you know, is most of the people that are reaching to us is through the internet. 127,000, you know, that show up on our show. Hey, 127,000, that's good, and that's going up and up. So we want to say thank you so much, you know, for be part, you know, of our show new here in the area of the Metroplex, and this for me an honor, you know, to bring sometimes in this segment of the Cristo de Rock en un nuevo día some people to talk, you know, interviews, and sometimes some conversation so we can laugh, and sometimes teaching and good music, you know, you never know what is going to happen on this program, the Cristo de Rock. But really, you know, it's a good music, music with message, but you never know who's going to show up. One of these days, we bring a very, very important person. Do you see the team? Was early, was so awesome, you know, that how God can connect us by phone, you know. I'm so glad, you know, that God used this kind of medios, you know, TV, phone, and whatever to connect us. So we are enjoying, you know, how God is connect us, you know, by phone or whatever. So thank you so much. We are prepared to hear something. This lady is named Kathy, and this lady sings something like música iberoamericana. You know what is the música iberoamericana? You know, the music from the south, to mucha flauta, you know, flautita. And it's like you are going on the mountains, you know. Yo no sé, ¿en San Salvador hay montañas?
Sí.
No, casi no, no.
Sí, pero hay
no
cerros.
Hay nada como en México.
Un poquito más chiquito que México.
Un poquito. Yo creo que caben como mucho. Unos 300 San Salvador en México, ¿verdad?
Probablemente, sí.
But you know what? This music decks raise my heart, my mind, you know. And this lady, Kathy, made this album they called Mira a los Cielos. And I know they're going to, like, enjoy it. You know, we want to come back. And this program, Cristo of the Rock. Oh, yes. I forget about we are with Third Day. This group, I think 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago on the Nokia. And I said, in the Nokia, and the Nokia. And somebody told me, no, it's not the Nokia. It's the Nokia, you know, because we are here. What's so awesome. Tina, DJ Clau, Sonia was with us, and we made some interview, you know, for third day in the new release of the productions. I don't know, Tina, remember last, I think the last productions of these guys was Crucified?
Oh. Yes.
Crucified, man, was so awesome, Myrna. Do you hear that auditorium was full of people? Mm-hmm. And we are listening to, you know, that new album, music based on scriptures. Man, that's so awesome. We can hear that's old songs that our grandparents sing, you know. I don't know mm-hmm. if it, but wow. So we want to prepare to mm-hmm. hear... Our team, Tina, DJ Cloud, made an interview to the third day. You know, I by myself made an interview him for the show Un Nuevo Día that we are on another station. And do you know what? Yes, listen, enjoy it, and stay with us. This is Cristo the Rock. And thank you so much for being with us through this late of this Sunday. Don't stay home. Yes, prepare to go to church. You know, es domingo y no quiero que nadie se vaya a quedar en la casa. Si se desveló, ni modo, you know. But yes, take a shower or do something. Báñese. And then you have to go to church. Okay, this is Cristo the Rock. You can log in at CristoTheRock.com. And what is another one, Tina? CristoTheRock.com.
The word FM.com.
Okay, disfrute. Katy, les va a gustar. Es como que se va a subir así a las montañas de allá de Centro y Suramérica. Yo sé que vamos a recibir muchas llamadas. I know this is a good, good music. Stay with us.
Hola, hola. We are backstage at the Nokia Theater. This is 100.7 FM, Crystal the Rock. My name is Tina Elmer Green.
And this is DJ Clow.
We are interviewing Third Day. Hello.
Hola.
Hola. All right, we got an hola right out of the gate.
Yeah, that's all we know, though.
So. That's it.
That's here. All.
It's all downhill from there.
¿Cómo está ustedes?
Oh, nice.
Hola, amigos. Estamos aquí con Third Day. No saben mucho inglés, pero les vamos a traducir todo, así que sigan en contacto.
All right, we're going to ask you guys to do a little bragging on yourself here for our listeners that aren't a little bit familiar with you. We want to know how many Grammys, how many Doves, tell us like it is.
Well, we're kind of a big deal.
Son modestos, ¿eh? Son muy modestos, chaval.
Brag on.
That's, how do you say sarcasm in Spanish?
Sarcástico.
Oh, sarcástico. Mucho sarcástico.
Modesto. Modest. You're modest.
We have won 3 Grammys.
Ooh.
And I really honestly do not know how many Doves. 20-something. 27?
Holy smokes.
27, wow. Something like that.
Wow.
An American Music Award.
Yes,
in America. And a Georgie. We're from the great state of Georgia.
Georgia, yes.
And we're just inducted to the Georgia
September.
Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Did that in September.
Awesome.
Nuestro grupo aquí ha ganado muchísimos Grammys. 3 Grammys y como 20-something Dove Awards, que es un honor para ellos. Y aparte son muy modestos porque deberían de ganar más.
And we have a new CD that came out in April, Revelation.
Yes, yeah, well, it actually came out. It actually has been out for about 15 or 16 months now.
But oh. In July of last year.
All right.
Our CD stayed new until we put out the next one.
Yes.
Okay. It had shelf life.
It's still all very right. much the new album.
Yeah. Awesome. And how's it been doing?
Doing really well.
Been doing really well. Yeah. It's kind of gone up and down a little bit, but it's stayed within... I'd say like the top 20 in Christian music all along, and it's really just the crowd response has been wonderful.
Yeah, we just found out the other day that our record is still within the top 200 of all records sold in the U.S., which may not sound impressive, but if you think of all
huge.
The albums
it's
that have been released, it's still in the top 200.
And the fact that it's been out for over a year and you have that happening, it's a really cool story.
Wow, what a blessing. Yes. Well, you have been such a blessing to so many people, and we're so glad that we're able to feature you on our show, and we hope to be able to feature a lot more of the Anglo side of the Christian world and start that pattern going, because I think there's a lot of listeners that we have that are bilingual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we hope that we're starting a new fad.
How do you guys feel about that, the fact that you guys are tapping into a non-English speaking crowd to a certain extent?
Well, we've been a band for 17 years now, and we've been able to really accomplish a lot of great things. But we really still, even after being together for 17 years, we still have a lot of dreams and a lot of goals. And we feel like, we've talked about this a lot recently in the past year, we would love for our music to be heard by more people around the world, and not just in the U.S. and not just in English-speaking countries. And so we actually have had many conversations about trying to make a greatest hits record and me singing in Spanish.
Yes.
So be looking for that probably sometime within the next year or so.
Wow, we would love it.
I can't roll my R's though, so that's going to be.
We'll work on it. We'll bring in the studio.
I'll jump in and sing those parts with the R's.
Awesome. Absolutely. You were going to mention something.
Well, yeah, it was really cool last year with the, you know, I think the world is getting so much closer together with technology.
Yes.
And we were about to do a show in San Diego, and we were just kind of looking and seeing if anyone had posted any new YouTube videos of the band. And we saw this incredible version of our song that this church had done all in Spanish.
Oh, really?
And so they had done this recording of this song. And so we were watching it, and at first we were going, oh, you know, we don't really understand what they're saying. But then we were going, well, we know the words to the song, and we know the melody. And then as it went on, the song was just so powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was, you know, awesome. Certainly as powerful as any version we've ever done of our song. And just, it was actually kind of emotional for us just to see that. Our music had gone to a different language, and that you had all these other people singing, and that the message of our music, I think, is able to transcend cultures and language, because what we believe is that we don't worship an American God,
and
that our God is multilingual, and he hears all of our prayers. So it's cool that we'd like to see our music emulate God a little more that way and go out to all the nations. And I think certainly first we got to take care of those speaking Spanish.
Holy Spirit on overdrive, right?
That's right.
Awesome.
Bachateando. Desde Honduras. Raza for Christ.
Y yo creo que no hay imposible para él, porque creo su presencia me llena de poder, de poder. Le, 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 le. Me llena de poder, le, 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 le. Porque en Jesús yo creo. Yo creo en la bendición que prospera tu corazón. Solo confía en el Señor, no temas, cree solamente. Yo creo en la bendición que prospera tu corazón. Solo confía en el Señor, no temas, cree solamente.
Cuando te voy no necesito equipaje, la bendición eso es lo que traje. Voy adelante con el omnipotente, recuerda no temas, cree solamente. Y arriba la mano, arriba la mano, arriba la mano, arriba la mano, arriba la mano. Yo seguiré adelante, muy impactante como un gigante, siendo aspirante del reino de los cielos.
Esta es la letra de Raza por cualquier.
Listening to Cristo, The Rock, 100.7 FM, music with a message.